Why focus is so important to your success. Without focus, you can become impatient with yourself, anxious about things that aren't getting done, and unable to achieve tasks that can take you to the next rungs of success. Lack of focus usually impacts all areas of our lives. If you're not able to focus at work, you're likely to be irritable and anxious at home. If you're not focusing on your relationships as much as you should, it could impact your work. It's a vicious cycle that must be broken before you can achieve the success of which you're capable. Focus involves prioritizing what's important in your life. If you're having trouble in one area of your life, it may be more important to change the focus on the problem area for a while. For example, if you're having trouble with a child, work may need to take a back seat to focusing on getting help for the child. Success in work and relationships depends on how you prioritize your focus. Focus helps us keep from trying to accomplish too much at one time and can mean that we do a job better simply because we're giving it all of our attention. Some of us begin a job or task with a lot of focus and then the shine wears off and we become bored. For example, many people are passionate about a business that they've started and accomplish tasks with enthusiasm and energy. Sacrifices are made so the business can become successful. Long hours and neglecting our personal lives may ensue. After the business is up and running, we may become lackadaisical because now the challenges aren't so much fun. We're tired because we lost sleep and didn't take care of ourselves by exercising and eating a healthy diet. Loss of interest and lack of focus is the predominant reason that many businesses fail within a short period of time. We lose focus on the goals we wanted to achieve and scatter our energies and attention because we were unclear about the goals in the first place. Keeping the focus on our business goals can make the difference between success and failure. The same is true for our personal lives. If we lose focus on a relationship, it's easy for problems to creep in and sabotage it. When focus becomes unbalanced, the problems begin. A truly successful person balances his focus between his career and his personal life so that neither lacks attention. Understanding the science of focus. It's not true that lack of focus is inevitable and can keep us from achieving all that we want in life. Just because we sometimes feel overwhelmed from the distractions and volumes of material that come at us from television and computers and other devices doesn't mean that we can't focus on our goals. A few decades ago, focusing may have been easier because there was a definite shortage of information that people could access. News from other parts of the world had to wait until someone brought it word of mouth, on horseback or ship. Now, we have instantaneous access to details that bombard us 24/7, unless we isolate ourselves. Google and Amazon bring the world to our doorsteps and our cell phones are libraries of valuable information. The world now offers multitudes of distractions, and unless we understand the science of focus, it's difficult to focus on tasks that can improve our quality of life and bring us to ultimate success. The science of focus now involves that we must develop cognitive skills that help us to control our thoughts and impulses. You've likely practiced this skill when you've turned down a sugary delight that would have ruined your diet, or stuck to a reading assignment that you would have rather watched television instead. These mental talents are a result of practice and sometimes take years to develop. Studies have shown that when children are taught to control their impulses and attention spans, they are better able to cope with life and have a much better chance at becoming successful. In many instances, those who develop the skills to focus become much more successful than those with higher IQs or those with more socioeconomic advantages. When children are taught in an early age to control and develop their abilities to focus, it can boost their mental skills considerably. There are activities and practices that we can engage in that will help us with our focusing powers. Developing computer skills, short-term memory skills, yoga, and the discipline of Taekwondo can significantly boost essential mental skills. With the onslaught of information and distractions that we experience every day, our minds can't possibly focus as once we did. Skills and activities that will boost and empower us to focus must be learned and developed constantly. Understanding and developing focusing skills can bring in an enormous amount of energy into anything we do. For more information, check out online sites, books, and other sources. Five ways that lack of focus can sabotage your life. The implications of lack of focus are many, and it can sabotage your life in ways that you may not suspect. You may develop mental and physical health problems, and it could put a severe strain on personal and work relationships. Severe and continued lack of focus can indicate that you may have ADD, ADHD, which can affect adults as well as children. But most people who suffer from lack of focus have a temporary condition that can be treated or, quite frankly, turned around. If you're suffering from lack of focus in some or all areas of your life, aspects of your life may be headed downhill. For example, if you're finding it difficult to focus at work, you may not get that raise or promotion. Here are five common ways that lack of focus can sabotage your life. 1. Depression. Lack of focus can make you extremely unhappy in both your personal and business life. If you aren't living in the moment or focusing on what you're currently involved in and spending hours on mindless activities. 2. Fatigue. Lack of focus and flipping from one thing to another with no end in sight can cause severe fatigue. You may begin sleeping more than you should or have bouts of sleeping less so that you can wake up tired. It may come to the point that it's difficult to function normally. 3. Ill health. You may be affected physically by lack of focus. Decreased energy levels may make it difficult for you to get enough exercise, stick to a healthy diet, and make you more susceptible to various illnesses, both long and short term. 4. Inability to cope. When you suffer from lack of focus, you may feel mentally exhausted and unable to cope, even with the simplest examples of life. Mental exhaustion can also keep you from achieving deadlines at work or concentrating on a difficult task. 5. Procrastination. An inability to focus may put you at risk for procrastinating about things on your to-do list. This, in turn, causes high anxiety and more stress. It can become a vicious circle that's very difficult to break. Lack of focus can cause hardships in every area of your life. Relationships can be greatly affected because when you lack focus, your mind tends to be scattered. Your personality changes and you become more irritable, impatient, and even forgetful. For some, lack of focus can become a habit that's difficult to overcome. But there are ways to fight back and regain your concentration powers. There are many online sites that can help, but if the problem continues, you should discuss it with your healthcare provider. Tips for staying focused and productive. If you have trouble staying focused and concentrating on the task at hand, you're likely not very productive in any area of your life. Sometimes it seems like an uphill battle to stay focused when today's world is throwing all sorts of issues at us that can quickly make us lose our discipline and go on to something else. Lack of focus stifles productivity and can zap your motivation. It's one of the top reasons for stress and anxiety in our lives and can leave us unable to function. Success in business and personal realms often eludes the unfocused person. Here are some tips that will help you become more proficient in staying focused and revving up your productivity to the max. Eliminate distractions. It's often more difficult to eliminate distractions if you're in an office environment when you can hear noises from your cubicle or office. If you're trying to concentrate at home, you can usually turn off the television or go to that quiet place. One thing that can help is to wear headphones and tune your iPod into some music that's relaxing and lets you concentrate. It might also help to deflect your coworkers who tend to interrupt. Break down your task. When you're seeing a task like it's an elephant that you have to eat all at once, it's much more difficult than thinking about eating it one bite at a time. Break down an important or time-consuming task into small increments. Write them down and cross off each one as you finish. It will make you feel more productive and you'll actually see your progress. Focus on one computer task at a time. If you're always checking email or looking at Facebook or Pinterest posts, you'll have trouble completing a computer task. An easy way to eliminate the pull of the net is to pre-open the tabs you'll need to complete a task and complete the task before opening others. If the task is arduous and time-consuming, you may want to set a timer for working. When the timer goes off, you can take a few minutes to recharge before refocusing on the task. Establish a routine. Are you a morning person, or is your most productive time in the evening hours? You want to complete the most difficult tasks at a time when you feel most in tune and focused, and leave the minor ones to the less focused time. When you're trying to navigate a trying time in your life, it may be more difficult to focus and be productive. But a few simple tricks can help you get out of the rut and meet your goals. Overcoming lack of focus and meeting your goals can be a boost to your self-esteem and keep you on the right track. Online sites contain a treasure of information that might help you regain your focus and bring joy back into your life. Some simple tricks to improve your focus. For some of us, focusing on a task plagues us every day and with everything we do. For others, focusing may only be a problem at times in our lives when we're facing challenges, either at work or home. Most of the experts agree that there have never been as many distractions in history as there are today. Technology makes it possible for us to receive volumes of information at the same time. We could be working on our computers, watching television, and taking our iPhones at the same time. It's information overload. If you're suffering from a bad habit of being unfocused, all you need are a few tweaks to your lifestyle. To regain focus, try the following little things that could mean a huge difference to your focusing ability. Trade caffeine for exercise. While caffeine may become addictive and you may have had to have it to remain alert, a good cardio workout can keep you going and help you focus. Exercise releases endorphins, a natural stimulant that can help you sharpen your focus. Keep lists. If you're finding it difficult to think of things you want to address in a meeting or discuss with your family, keep a notepad of written hints that you can refer to periodically. It could be as simple as a keyword reminder or a complete idea that you've thought out. Prioritize. If you find yourself procrastinating about certain tasks, prioritize them. Schedule a certain amount of time to complete part or all of the task, and don't take a break until you're finished. Get plenty of sleep. Nothing can zap your focus worse than sitting in the middle of a New York street during rush hour. Drinking too much alcohol or a stressful activity before bed can keep you from getting a good night's sleep and wreak havoc with your focus abilities the next day. Drink water. Water is cleansing and life-giving. It can also decrease your focus if you become even slightly dehydrated. The brain can detect any change that occurs in your physiological makeup and begins to operate at a lower level until you correct the situation. Take breaks. When you begin to lose focus on a task, it may be time to take a break, stretch, take a walk, or do whatever it takes to refresh yourself. You'll be more attentive when you return to the task and finish it in a much shorter time than you would have if you didn't take that break. Both internal noises such as daydreaming or external influences such as noises or interruptions can interrupt your focus and make it a constant challenge to concentrate. You can empower yourself by doing what you must do to help yourself focus and complete tasks on time. Be sure to reward yourself when you accomplish a task that you usually have trouble focusing on. Bringing joy into your life can help relax your mind and make it possible to focus on the next task at hand. Do I need help with focusing? When you're working in any type of business, focus is critical. It can be the difference between achieving your goals and seeing them slip away. Before you can improve your focus, it's important to assess where it is right now. But gauging your level of focus can be a challenge. How do you measure something that can't be attached to a number? With focus, you're not looking to quantitatively measure your focus. Instead, you want to get an idea of the bigger picture. One way you can gauge your focus is by asking yourself if you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish in a given period of time. That could be a daily task list, or it could be a weekly or monthly goals that you've set. It's possible that you've set goals that are unattainable, but often if you aren't reaching your goals, it's because you're distracted and not focusing on being productive. It's important to take a hard look at your goals and determine what the problem may be. It can be beneficial to spend a few days tracking the time you're spending on specific tasks. For example, in a typical workday, how often are you getting distracted by time wasters such as social media or social phone calls? Even if you're social media for your business, are you getting distracted by personal interactions? You may find when you keep track of a few days, you're spending much more time away from work than you realize. Keeping a journal is a great way to gauge your focus levels and see where you can make improvements. It can help you get back on track and improve your time management skills for better performance. Is your day planned? Or do you spend a lot of your day just kind of tackling random things? People who have the most focus tend to plan their day and schedule what work will be done during specific times. If you're not doing this, chances are your focus can be improved. You should also think about the breaks that you're taking throughout the day. Many people think that taking breaks means a lack of focus, but the opposite is true. If you're never taking a break, you may actually become more distracted. The most focused people take scheduled breaks so that they can refocus their minds. If you're questioning whether or not you're focused in work, chances are you're struggling in this area. The good news is that even if you're struggling with focus, there are several specific things you can do to improve your focus and increase your productivity. Stop multitasking and start focusing. You may pride yourself on your ability to multitask, but multitasking is really a way of saying that you're not able to focus on one thing at a time. In your work, this tendency can keep you from being as productive as you'd like to or need to be. Multitasking can actually cause your stress levels to increase as well. You can schedule time for true rest and relaxation, which will improve your focus. There are several things you can do to reduce your multitasking tendencies, increase productivity, and feel less rushed and stressed. First, plan out your day. Many people find that it's best to do this the day or night before so that they can begin each day with a plan in place. Your schedule should include blocks of time in which you'll be focused on one task only. For example, if you need to use social media to interact with clients or customers, you will block off a specific amount of time to do that each day instead of going back and forth with it all day long. You can schedule more than one block of time if need be, but you shouldn't interrupt another task in order to get on a social media site. Responding to emails and phone calls is another task that can end up taking time throughout the day and distracting you from other work. Choose two blocks of time to do this each day. Once at the beginning of the day and once at the end. Breaks projects into smaller tasks that you can complete. This will help you create a to-do list that is manageable and allows you to focus on each smaller task within the larger project. You'll find that you won't feel as overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed can often lead to problems with focus. It's also important to plan breaks throughout your day. If you know that you're going to have a 15-minute break in an hour, it's easier to focus on a specific task instead of becoming distracted by other things that you'd like to be doing. Becoming aware of your multitasking tendencies is critical. You may notice that there are certain times of day when you lose focus or certain tasks that cause you to wander into other areas of remaining focused. When you know which times of day are a struggle, you can work on a plan specifically tailored to help you stay productive during those periods. These might be the best times to schedule your daily breaks, as an example. multitasking takes away your focus and keeps you from working efficiently and effectively. But when you develop a plan and pay attention to your needs, you can reduce your multitasking tendencies and improve your overall success. Exercising your way to better focus. The connection between the mind and body has been proven time and time again. If you're having trouble with focus, there are several physical exercises you can perform that will help you have more concentration. Exercises that get your blood flowing quickly are the best for a quick pick-me-up. These help blood flow to your brain and increase and allow you to have the ability to focus more easily. Exercises such as jumping rope, running, and performing squats can help give you this quick burst of brain power. And the good news is that a quick exercise routine can give you as much as 3 hours of improved focus afterwards. If you begin your day with exercise, you'll have more focus in those early hours of work. A quick routine midday can help you beat the afternoon blahs. Those exercises are important when it comes to dealing with a single incidence of trouble focusing. But you also want to think about long-term effectiveness. Some people have difficulty focusing as a result of depression. You may actually be experiencing depression and not even know it. Creating a habit of exercising at least 3 times a week can actually improve your mood and help ward off depression that keeps you from being able to concentrate on tasks. The best exercises tend to be those you enjoy and will commit to doing over a long period of time. This can include taking a walk, cycling, jogging, rollerblading, playing tennis, or any other activity that helps you increase your heart rate a few times a week. Exercising regularly also helps your body to manage the effects of stress. Stress can often be responsible for problems with focusing. By developing an exercise routine, you can keep stress from paralyzing you and causing you to lose focus on the end goals. You may even wonder how exercise can actually improve your focus. One of the ways it helps is by increasing the endorphins in your brain. These are chemicals that help you feel good and actually improve your brain's ability to function at its peak performance. Exercise also helps you let go of some of the distracting thoughts that are preventing you from focusing. Finally, exercise helps to improve your self-confidence and reduces physical anxiety. It also helps you to sleep better. All these things add up to better focus as you carry out daily tasks. If you're struggling to stay focused throughout your day, give exercise a try. You don't have to spend hours and hours each day to get the effects. Try taking a 30-minute walk a few times a week, and you'll begin to see focus improve in your life. Tips for a distraction-free work environment. When you sit down to do your work for the day, there are many possible distractions that can keep you from focusing. In the office, you may have to deal with cell phones and emails coming in, as well as the temptation to spend too much time on social media or even entertainment sites. You also have coworkers that may provide distractions with social conversations. Even when you enjoy chatting, it can slow down productivity. In a home office, the distractions can also include distractions from children or pets and the list of household duties you need to complete. If you want to get the most out of your time, it helps to create an environment that's free from distractions so that you can focus and complete your daily responsibilities. You'll find that when you limit distractions, you're more efficient and actually have more free time to enjoy. Here are a few ways you can remove distractions for a more productive workplace. Silence your cell phone ringer. Cell phones have become constant companions for most people, but always being on alert for a call or text can interrupt your productivity. Depending on what you do, you may or may not be able to ignore these calls and texts for long. However, if you can at least limit the number of times you check messages each day, you'll gain some time to focus on work tasks. Use a social media blocking app. Social media such as Facebook and Twitter are essential for many businesses. Unfortunately, you can get sucked into spending hours of wasted time on these sites if you're not very careful. There are several apps such as Stay Focused or Mail Timer on Gmail that can help limit the amount of time you spend on email and social media. You can decide how much or how little time you want to allow for these activities. Keep to-do lists. If you sometimes feel scattered and torn between personal chores and work projects, it's a good idea to keep a list. When you're in the middle of a work project and get stuck with an idea for a personal task, you can just add it to the list and go back to work. This is better than stopping what you're doing and completely changing gears. When you're finished with the work task, you can decide when to begin the personal task. Set boundaries. One of the hardest things to do is set boundaries with coworkers, family, and friends who interrupt your work. You may have to have a polite conversation letting people know that you've blocked off a specific time for work and that you'll be happy to talk to them later. Eventually, you'll have fewer distractions from well-meaning people who tend to distract you. Top 5 apps for improving your focus. If you're struggling with focusing throughout your day, you're not alone. Many people are frustrated by wandering minds and multitasking that actually prevent productivity. The good news is that this has led to a demand for apps that assist with focusing. Here are some of the best apps on the market for helping you regain focus and get more out of your workday. TrackTime. TrackTime is an app that looks at everything you do on your computer. Instead of you having to keep a journal to track what you're doing, this app will do it for you. It can tell you how many minutes you've spent on email, social media, and other work. It will then create a timeline that shows you how much time you've spent on specific tasks, as well as your patterns of switching back and forth. This can help you see where problems lie. Focus Booster. Focus Booster is an app that helps you manage your time better. It helps you to develop a to-do list for the day, and it coaches you throughout the day. The basic idea is that you work for 25 minutes on a single task, and then you have a 5-minute break. The app keeps track of what you're doing and helps you stay on track with alarms and reminders. Antisocial. Many people struggle with social media distractions throughout their workday, but it's hard to avoid social media when you need to use the internet for work. The Antisocial app will block social media sites for a period of time specified by you. You can customize which sites are blocked and for how long. If you find that you need to override the control, you can simply restart your computer. Stay Focused. Stay Focused is an app that allows you to have a specific amount of time on time-wasting sites, such as social media sites and YouTube. For this app, you set a time limit and the app will allow you to waste as much time as you allot and then cut you off. This is a great app if you want to give yourself permission to waste some time, but you want to keep a handle on it. Wunderlist. If you have a hard time keeping track of all that you need to do, Wunderlist is an app that is specifically designed to keep all of your to-do lists in one place. This will help you focus on tasks, stay organized, and keep everything in a single place. With Wunderlist, you can make sure that no tasks slip through the cracks and you'll feel less scattered. These 5 apps should help you tremendously with your focusing abilities.